Hallelujah. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, let's praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for a new day. And so new ways, new way of seeing, a new way of thinking, a new way of speaking, as you enlighten us with your wonderful word. In Jesus' name, amen. Good morning, brothers and sisters in Jesus. Our reading Psalm 105, verses 4 to 6.
Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his presence continually. Remember the wondrous works that he has done, his miracles and the judgments he uttered. O offspring of Abram, his servant, children of Jacob, his chosen ones.
Hallelujah. This is so beautiful. This is just reminding us, you know, that the Lord is a very present help, but we can't just take him for granted. We got to seek his strength. We got to seek for his presence, and that's making room for him, you know. Because I mean, just thinking about seeking his strength, he says, "To vengeance is mine, I will repay." So in many of our situations, we can be upset about things, and then we can have pity parties, or we can take things into our own hands. And that's why we've got to make room for God in the whole thing. You know, come to him with all our cares and all our disappointments, and then he says he fights for us. He says, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." Now it sounds bad, but it's just saying that he will come into the situation. So you don't have to repay evil with evil. You just stay in the light. Run to the light, get the light, and just stay in the presence of God continually. And why do we do this? Because we remember his wondrous works and what he has done, his miracles and his judgments. And we see it in Abram, and we see it in Jacob, that all the family of faith, the beautiful cloud of witnesses that we have, and that we are built on their the foundation of these prophets of old, and with Jesus now being the cornerstone, we are part of them, and we can see their lives of how they had to choose obedience. I mean, Abram's a father of faith, and we the children of faith. That's so wonderful. He says we the offspring. So that's saying that we the children of faith. So we've got to stay in faith. Stay in the boundaries that have been given to us in the Word, and we get that as we make Jesus Lord, and we run to him and not from him, and then get light for the night, for the testing, for whatever situation, just for the day, light for today, goodness for today. His mercies are new, and then that makes us children of faith. Because we live by faith, and that living by faith is living by the in the wondrous works of God, and in his miracles and in his judgments. And then so beautiful, the Bible says also we children of Jacob. And Jacob, he was deceived, but he became a prince of God. So that's talking about our transformation, talking about the goodness of God that is there for us. He made us, and he made us for purpose, and so that's all the motivation we have to seek the Lord in his strength, seek his presence continually. Amen. I mean, all our ways acknowledge him, and he will make our path straight.
Thank you, Lord, for working in us and that you are busy with us so that our spirit, soul, body, and birthright can come in alignment with your perfect will for our lives. We glorify you, we honor you, we love you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.